From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting fresh off an unofficial referendum challenging Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition has called for a national shutdown Thursday. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's vote, aimed at pressuring Mr. Maduro to call off his own June 30 ballot. National Assembly Vice President Freddy Guevara appealed to the whole country to take part in a massive nonviolent protest, a civic strike as a mechanism of pressuring the government. While falling oil prices have contributed to Venezuela's economic problems, the opposition has also blamed the socialist policies of the Maduro government. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
It stands out over the last 50 years as one of the sharpest drops in standards of living in a country that hasn't experienced civil war or some type of other military conflict, where we've seen the standard of living drop dramatically. People are having a hard time getting access to food and basic health care.
In a statement Monday, President Donald Trump said Sunday's vote called a stand for democracy against a bad leader who dreams of becoming a dictator. Mr. Trump warned of strong and swift economic actions if Mr. Maduro goes ahead with his own vote. The Venezuelan leader has dismissed Sunday's vote as illegal and vowed to push ahead with the July 30 ballot as the only way to pull the country out of its current crisis. In Nigeria, at least 8 people were killed Monday when a female suicide bomber detonated explosives at a mosque in the northeast city Maiduguri. Several others were wounded. 2 other female suicide bombers were killed in the city in separate incidents. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram is suspected. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake measuring 7.8 in magnitude struck Monday off the east coast of Russia in the Bering Sea, prompting a brief tsunami warning. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. The United Arab Emirates Monday denied hacking Qatar's state news agency. Anwar Gargash is the UAE foreign minister.
Of course not. Of course not. And I think already our embassy in Washington has put these denials in place. And I think this is a crisis, and there's a lot of rumors and a lot of false news and stories, and, this is going to die out. It's not true.
The Washington Post reported Sunday U.S. intelligence officials became aware last week the UAE orchestrated the hacking of Qatari government news and social media sites, posting quotes falsely attributed to Qatar's emir. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism and gave Doha 13 demands after severing ties in early June. Doha rejects the demands, denies the accusation. Muslims appear to have heeded calls to avoid entering the Haram al-Sharif compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, with protests outside over the decision by Israel to install medical detectors at entrances following last week's attack that killed 2 Israeli policemen. The compound was partially reopened to Muslim worshippers on Sunday. It includes the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Mickey Rosenfeld, an Israeli police spokesman.
The Israeli police are continuing security measures in and around the area of the Temple Mount and the Old City in order to prevent any further incidents. The Temple Mount is open to visitors as of this morning, and security checks as well as the metal detectors are being implemented in the area to make sure that there are no suspicious individuals making their way inside the Temple Mount.
Late Monday, police dispersed hundreds of Palestinians blocking a nearby road and throwing rocks. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab rebels fought their way deeper into Islamic State-held Syrian city of Raqqa Monday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the main fighting is concentrated around the southwest neighborhood of Yarmouk, as well as the central area near the old city. Turkey Monday extended the country's post-coup state of emergency in another 3 months, more than a year after dissident elements of the armed forces failed to overthrow the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Some 250 people died. The Russian Supreme Court Monday rejected an appeal to lift a nationwide ban on the religious group Jehovah's Witnesses. In April, the Russian Justice Ministry called for a halt to the group's activities, declaring it extremist. It allows the government to break up nearly 400 congregations and seize their property. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.